Hi everyone, it's Rose.
And it's Maggie.
And welcome to Enchanting Magic,
our podcast about Disney World and all the wonderful, exciting events that happen around Disney.
Yes. Thank you to our listeners, especially we've had a listener from Virginia who's been downloading the episodes recently.
Thank you very much. And Rose is also on our Instagram page. Every time she goes to Disney, she is actually putting photos, and you just did... Where did you just go that you put the numbers? Oh, the Hoop-De-Doo Fest.
Yes, I went to the Hoop-De-Doo and I talked about the food.
And your strawberry shortcake got 100 out of 10. So that must be phenomenal.
Right. It was the best strawberry shortcake I have ever had. It was so good. And the person I went with also agreed with me on that opinion.
Very nice. How did you like it? Because we mentioned on the last show you were going.
I very much enjoyed it. I thought the show that was going on was very funny. I was laughing. It was definitely interactive, so that was fun as well. They came into the audience at times.
Oh, wow.
And something really special is our server, shout out to him. His boss was leaving that day. It was his last day. So he gave us all these little letters to hold up at the end, just saying, thank you, boss.
Aw, that makes you part of, like, the audience. Like, you're actually, like, part of the play and part of the atmosphere. That's wonderful.
Yeah. But it was a very good time. And we were smack in the middle in front of the stage, not the first row or so, but like staring straight in the middle of the stage. And that was phenomenal.
How'd you get such good seats?
Well, we did pay for floor. So we paid a little bit extra to be on the floor, but we got lucky.
You sure did.
Very lucky. Yeah.
Are we going to go see it when I come down?
That is up to you.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
We will talk about it off the air.
Because there are so many things that we talk about that, like, yes, I should go there for like 2 months with everything that we want to do.
Oh, yeah. We can't get everything done that you would like to get done.
True. Okay. So tonight, Rose, what are we talking about besides Disney news?
Yeah, let's go through our Disney news first.
Okay. Last week, we talked about Lilo and Stitch, and it made a record-breaking, let me think how much, $185 million. Well, this week, it has made $950 million in ticket sales.
Whoa.
$950 million. You can Google that to make sure, Rose, you're the animal. But when I read that off the Disney page, I was shocked that it's that much. So she's checking it right now. And again, this film was originally aimed for Disney Plus, rerouted to the technical theaters, and it did great. So Rose is checking right now.
It is the highest grossing film with over 610 million global ticket sales. Domestically, it's 280 million.
So 600, not 900.
Yeah, I think you mistyped it.
Oh, okay. That's okay. So 600 Still million.
Extremely impressive.
That's amazing. Actually, my kids have seen it, my kindergartners, and they loved it. And they didn't get upset at the end. Oh, go ahead.
I know you got the number. It's on pace to make $950 million.
Wow. Imagine if it makes a billion.
Well, that just shows that Disney definitely needed to have it as a movie and theater release and not a Disney Plus release.
Maybe they should have did the opposite, put Snow White on Disney Plus. The other thing is Rose went to see the Disney Villains Happily Ever After, which we'll talk about later. And there's a VIP pass holder summer days, and the Disney culinary team has created a new villain themed treat for annual pass holders, the Cruella Ice Cream Sundae. It looks amazing.
I will knock that off my list of things that I was going to talk about. Yes, it does look really good. It has cookies and cream ice cream. Lovely.
And the next thing is about Disneyland. Just in time, because this is Pride Month, Disneyland has created a new Pride popcorn bucket with a beautiful heart in the center. It's really pretty. It looks like it holds a lot of popcorn. So, those are my news.
Oh, I'm glad that you were able to get your news.
Okay.
My news is not as exciting, though it is Pride Month. So, Disney's Pride collection is out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple things on their website. I do like the shirt, the collared shirt, the button-down shirt they have. I'm a little bit more into subtle Pride merch than overt, but.
Right.
And there's a Stitch, as always. I don't know why there's always a Stitch, but I'm not complaining.
We saw the Stitch when we were in Disney, what, last year or the year before, whatever it was. It's really adorable.
This one has a hoodie.
Yes. Oh, you love it then. Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
I have some sad news.
Oh, what?
So, the Rivers of America attractions are closing on July 6th.
Is that sarcasm?
Well, that is the Riverboat, as well as Tom Sawyer's Island. They're both closing on that date because that's where they're going to put the new cars.
Yes. So that's the last date we can attend it.
As well as the fact that the cool ship has suddenly disappeared over in Tomorrowland.
The what?
The cool ship. It was this like cool down set thing.
Oh, is that? Yeah. Oh, it disappeared. Okay.
It's only gone. But Astro Orbiter is currently, the planets are back up, so they're almost done refurbishing.
Refurbishing. Yeah, refurbish.
I think I almost said reinventing. Refurbishing that. So that's on the good news side.
Reinventing is something that we've talked about, like what we would reinvent, which we can do again and touch base on that later. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have talked about that a few times. Yeah. So, not much else. The Frontierland is having a reimagining as well, as they're putting in Cars Land. Just little, they're giving some sneak peeks out for that, which is cool.
That is cool. I love when they give those little snippets. Like, I can't wait to see the Monsters, Inc. ride. Because you've seen, you can go online and find that video drawn version of it with the big drop, like when they're on the door going down chasing Scully. No, wait. Who's that little, I can't think of his name. The bad guy. The little chameleon. Randall, that's it. And it's very... It just seems like an amazing ride. I can't wait till it opens.
Other news is Test Track. The sign has been unveiled. Their new sign. Not done yet for the ride yet, but they have unveiled the sign, which means they should be really close.
Awesome. And what are they redoing to Test Track?
Well, it's now going to be... It's sponsored by GM. They're reimagining it. They're making a new thing all about it. It's been under construction for like a year now at this point.
True. Yep. Okay. And you were saying the interactive part when you design your car and all is going to be so much better.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we will find out, because I'm sure as soon as it opens, Rose will be there.
And I have one more news. So last week we did talk about the fact that Goofy is taking over Communicore Hall.
Yes.
Well, there's a little food booth right outside that has been like for festivals. It's been things from different festivals come back. It's going to be themed this time as Grab and Goof.
Grab and Goof? What do you think is going to be in it? Goofy.
Like, and I have menu items and prices and descriptions.
What's some of the menu items?
So the first thing is mac and cheese bites.
Oh, I love mac and cheese bites. Oh, my gosh.
$5.50 served with a side of ranch.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
You get 5 mac and cheese bites per order, which is actually not too bad.
Well, it's also a snack. It's not like it's your dinner. So, okay.
Then they have pepperoni pizza ravioli.
Oh, yum.
It does have Parmesan on top and is served with marinara, and that is $6. And you get about 5 of them as well.
Okay.
And there's one last food item, which is the cookies and cream ravioli.
Whoa. Blow your mind here. Cookies and cream served with like a chocolate sauce and whipped cream?
Let me explain what they put out. Sandwich, okay. Cookie crusted chocolate cream ravioli topped with chocolate ganache and vanilla cream. They're like fried.
We'll have to try it.
So you also get about 5 in the order as well. And then there's 2 drinks.
Okay, what are the drinks?
Well, the first one doesn't interest me as much.
Okay.
Which is seasonal beer for $12.
What is the beer?
Seasonal.
Okay.
But the non-alcoholic drink is $2.50 and is called Goofy Gone Fishing. It is a blue raspberry lemonade with strawberry boba pearls and choice of a fish or gummy shark.
Oh my gosh, that's only for $2.50? That's really inexpensive.
$6.50, Mom.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, Disney, thank you. That sounds good. You'll love the boba pearls, but you need a big straw so you can suck them up.
It comes with a big straw.
Good. Okay. I think that sounds really good. When does that open?
I don't know.
Okay.
By the time we get done?
Okay, sounds good.
I mean, there's other things. There's also another new treat over in Sunshine Seasons, which is a churro milkshake.
Ooh,
Cinnamon and vanilla milkshake with whipped cream sprinkle donut cookie, a
okay.
churro, and a Mickey premium ice cream bar.
Wow, okay.
And that is $10.99.
Got it. Well, they have the Mickey premium ice cream bars all over the park. The little Mickey Mouse heads dipped in chocolate.
No, this one looks like it's a mini one and it's served with a milkshake and a
Oh, wow.
churro and a cookie.
Oh, it's all together.
Yes.
Wow, so it's a feast.
Yeah, have you ever seen those over the top milkshakes where they have the milkshake and then on
Yes.
top they put the cookie and the straw goes through the cookie? Yeah, that's basically it
Well,
with the other stuff piled on top.
sounds exciting. Well, when that opens up, I'm sure Rose will be sharing pictures on Instagram.
Oh, whenever I end up getting over to Epcot, that's kind of the issue. So I have to get over to Epcot.
Oh, I can't wait to get to Epcot. Okay. And Epcot, good lead in there, is what we're talking about today.
Yes, we are. So we have been talking about what to do your first time at Disney, and today we're going to be talking about your first time at Epcot, what we think is important, or at least things you shouldn't miss out on.
True. It was very hard to, like, Epcot is so huge. It was so hard to narrow it down. I think this was my hardest park that took me, what do I not want to miss? Like, because when I go to Epcot, I mean, there is so much because there's so many lands and it's so varied that it's like you're traveling around the world.
Yeah, I do
Literally.
agree on that. However, I think Hollywood's actually my hardest.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The
Well, we
food
will get
was.
to that next week, right? Or
Yes.
animal, or we'll figure it out. Okay. So Epcot, we're going to do rides, food, entertainment, and then any others. Okay.
Let's start with our rides.
You got it. What's your first ride?
Living with the Land.
I have that also, but number two.
So I very much enjoy Living with the Land. I think it's a beautiful ride. It's also nice. I love boat rides to begin with. So I love the fact that you're in a boat. I love the fact that they're actually growing the food. It's not just like plastic. It's actual food that's growing. You sometimes can see the sprinklers turn on. They put different themes around. Depending on the festival, they might actually show you where some of the items that are in different menu items are. Where ingredients from different menu items are from.
You also went at Christmas and they lit up the areas. They put like Christmas lights in there.
That they did at Christmas time, there's Christmas lights. It is also a very different experience whether you're during the day or at night. It looks so beautiful at night.
We'll have to do it at night then because we only do it during the day.
Yeah, it is so pretty. I love the fact that the message behind it, I love the fact that when you get off, you can buy a little tree.
Oh, that's right. This is, yeah, bring it back and plant it, right?
Yeah, I also really at some point want to do the behind the scenes tour, which is about $45 to $55 depending on the time of year, and you get to go around the entire Living with the Land in the back. Sometimes you actually see the tours. I tend to see them either like behind some of the produce or in the fish section.
I would like to do it too, so we should do that when we're there, when I'm there. Okay. Mine is Living with the Land too, but my second one is Soarin'. I think it needs to get a little updated, but the beauty of it's like you're a drone camera and you are flying over everything, and the drops really make you feel like, hey, don't delete
You'll
something.
understand in a second.
Oh, okay. I saw one on the document. Rose delete something as I'm talking. You really get the feeling that you're in the air and you see the wonders of the world. You see everything very close. I would definitely go on that. And you know what? Do it once or twice. Like there's different settings. You can go all the way up top, in the middle, and the bottom. If you have a fear of heights, like I kind of do, don't go up top or try not to. But you are safe. No one's going to get hurt. So.
Believe is row three you're going to want, which is the lowest, the first one. Like when you're going into the section, it's the first section that you see.
The other thing is, I was reading online, if you have a fear, tell the Disney cast member, say, you know what, I don't want to be up high, I'm afraid. They're more than willing to accommodate you. You may have to wait till the next ride, but they're very accommodating.
Also, apparently, if you have dizziness or like normal, a little bit of motion sickness normally, you're gonna want to tell the cast members that because sometimes they'll be able to get you into the middle. You're not gonna want the bottom if you have motion sickness. So if you have fear of heights and motion sickness, good luck.
You know, again, it might not be the ride for you. So,
Yeah.
okay, your number two ride, Rose,
So
or
the reason I deleted yours is because I had Remy's also on my list.
you do? Oh, I
Yes.
didn't know that. Okay.
So I think it's just a cute little ride, especially if you have little ones. It's just adorable. It's a motion, not emotionless. It's a trackless ride where you're in a car and it like moves around freely. It is programmed, don't worry. You're not gonna
And
crash into anything.
but it's very 2025. I mean, it is definitely a good ride.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the fact that they now have single rider and now they're squishing everyone together, which if you have three adults, it's very tight fit, but
Oh, that's well, I guess because it's a very popular ride.
yeah. But it is a very popular ride. The lines for this get into 70s very often.
And outside is, of course, the merchandise. And
Oh yeah.
everyone. The first thing I remember seeing was a Remy on someone's shoulder. They have the little stuffed animals that have the magnet. You put them on your shoulder and then you put the magnet underneath your t-shirt and it sits there. People have on their hat. That was the first one I saw was a Remy one. And I thought that was really cool.
I'm still kind of sad I didn't get one of the Stitch ones.
Don't worry, Rose. We're going back.
No, Mom, they're not in the stores anymore.
Oh, well, you never know. Okay.
Maybe in a couple of years they'll revisit it.
True. Okay, I have another one, Figment, even though it's being, we don't know what's happening with the Figment. Is that still working? Is it still running?
Yeah, why would it not be?
Because I thought they were reimagining it.
No.
Okay. Figment is amazing. He's my one of my favorites. Him and Pooh are my favorites. The other thing is just to give a shout out to you walk in there and you turn right and you see Robin Williams. So that's great
May he
glory.
rest in peace.
Yes. Okay, what was yours, Rose?
Oh, I had Spaceship Earth.
Oh, that's a globe.
The globe, the one inside the ball.
Yes.
Thank the Phoenicians for how easy it is to learn your ABCs.
I'm sorry, what?
It's one of the lines that's referenced a lot on in Disney chats.
Oh,
You remember how easy it was to learn your ABCs? Well, thank the Phoenicians.
okay. If you say so.
You have to go on it with me again. It's one of my favorite rides. I love seeing how technology and the world advance throughout the years. I do wish there was a more modern section, but I do still very much love that when you're going back down the mall, you get to decide the future.
That's true. That is good.
But you can also send postcards from the future.
That we did that. We sent that like years ago. We sent it to ourselves. I wonder if I should go through my mail and see if I still have it. The other thing is, I hear there's a hidden playground underneath the Epcot. Somewhere in there's a hidden playground for kids, I heard.
So under after at the end there are it's not really a hidden playground in that section. There's little games that you can play. There's like a medical sorting one, there's a driving one. There's a couple different games that you can play. There's an energy sword shuffle.
Okay.
This never works. I think the hidden playground you're thinking about is actually not at Spaceship Earth, but not Mission to Mars. Shoot, brain.
That's okay. You'll come to it. While you're thinking, I'll tell my other one. The other thing you ha can't miss is Frozen. You know,
You're
it's
not wrong.
what? Okay,
You're not wrong. If
it is
you
a
love
great film.
Frozen,
It
Mission
is. Okay.
Space.
Mission Space. Oh, that's her. Mission Space. Because
Yeah.
one thing with space in it. A Space
Sorry.
Mountain, Mission Space, Mission to Mars, you know.
I'm gonna pop in for a second and then you get to go.
Okay.
So, Mission Space, there is a hidden playground that is in the air conditioning. There's a playground in air conditioning inside.
Oh, it's an air-conditioned playground.
Yes.
Cool. I like that. Okay, that's good for parents to know because it's hot, pushing those strollers, having the kids in your arms. The other thing, like I was saying, okay, now I go back to Frozen.
Yeah.
It's very good except when the imagery doesn't work. Like we went through it and Anna and Elsa were, there was no head on them. So it was just very unusual. But the graphics are beautiful. You know, what, who doesn't love Frozen? So, and I heard there's a Frozen 3 coming out. Can't say anything yet, but there is. Okay, so that's any more road ride throws?
I'm going to just say there's a caveat of the rides is mostly because it's not open yet. Test Track, when it opens back up, it's going to jump to the top of my list. Right. Oh,
I love Test Track. I love the end of it where they zip right through. Gosh,
that's one of the best parts.
One of my
favorite parts was not in the newest model. I don't know if they're bringing it back. It was when they did the different temperatures, they would make it really hot and really cold real fast.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
Yeah, they changed to aerodynamics, but that was one of my favorite parts.
I didn't know that. That when the truck comes at you and about to hit you and you swerve out of the way?
No, because I get flashbacks.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. Food. I'm going to start. France. You got to go to France. The baguette is amazing. That is my favorite thing to get.
So, you get it better. Ironically, my first thing on my list was anything from the France bakery.
Seriously?
You can't go wrong there.
Yeah, it is a bakery. They have baguettes, they have sandwiches, they have beautiful tarts and desserts. I mean, you walk in there and you're like, France altogether. It's delicious.
They have puddings, they have macarons, they have croissants, they have tea and coffee if you need it as well.
They have tea and coffee, that's going to England for tea. They also have that raspberry mousse dessert that's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
That's right. Also, their croissant is like break apart, melt in your mouth. Oh gosh, it's so good.
And I'll get the chocolate stuffed one instead.
Okay, go for it. Okay.
So my next thing was just in general, this is how I'm going to eat an Epcot suggestion.
Right? What?
Snack. Everywhere.
Yes, definitely. If you see something you think you're gonna like, it take it, eat it, it's worth it.
So Epcot is, as we said earlier, it is very spread out. You can basically go around all the different countries. The reason I didn't do like an overview of the park is because my mother basically said, oh yeah, you can go all around the different countries. I'm gonna take this spot and just quickly, once we're done with food, go over the layout. Okay.
Okay.
Just because I figured we forgot to do that.
Well, I think it might be a little confusing if you do the layout because you're going to say this land sucks to this land. It's going to get
not like that, Mom.
Oh, okay. You can do it now or afterwards?
After food.
Okay.
So in a good chunk of Epcot, there's a bunch of different countries. Yeah. And I like trying different foods in general. I'm not a picky eater. So I love going to different spots all around the world and just trying new things.
She does.
It's a great way to discover a great new food. But if you are a picky eater, there's barbecue in the American section.
I would think if you're picky, you don't like barbecue.
I don't think I've ever met someone who does not like barbecue.
It's saucy and spicy and, you know. Okay, well.
Spicy.
We'll find it. Yeah, barbecue can be spicy, Rose, because I'm not a spicy person. There's jalapeno cornbread, you know, stuff like that. But she's right. And they are, she never was a picky eater, even growing up. You would try everything. So, which is great.
Yeah. Also, you can go to France for bread.
Of course, the baguette. It's like, you can get a half or you can get a whole, but I suggest a whole.
So, and you can get unlimited butter with that, too.
And you know what helps? Yes. What also helps is like when you're walking, you're hungry. This is good. You can put it in your backpack and you can eat it whenever you want. Starch is great for headaches. When you have an upset stomach, it's great to have bread. So
it's great for the fact that the other giant thing that Epcot is known for. Drinking around the world.
Oh God, that's true. Yeah. That's something we're not going to be doing.
You're going to see a lot of people with alcohol in their hands. Just a warning.
Oh, yeah, where you're thinking of snacks, like there's snacks everywhere. There's snacks, and then there's an alcohol. Like, we talked about it when we do our festival. There's so many wonderful, like, drinks out there, but you have to like drinking, which I do like it, but I know my limits. Anyway.
Thanks for your food.
Japan. You got to go to Tempen Edo, which is the hibachi place.
It's a sit-down.
It's a sit-down. It's a really expensive one, but it's phenomenal. It's one of my favorite places to go in Epcot. In fact, when Rose got your job, was it? We went there celebration? Yeah. So, and then they gave you pistachio ice cream or something. Green tea ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Matcha ice cream. And a little origami.
Yes. So there, it's super crowded though. I mean, you sit at a table and you are squished. It's not like you can even move. So.
Also, if you are a small party, you're probably sharing the hibachi grill with another group, at least.
Yep. Okay, so what's your second?
Oh, I'm going to go over to Canada, one of the other countries, and get poutine.
Mmm.
Poutine. Mm. French fries. Gravy. Cheese curds. What could be better? You could probably also get it without the...
cheese curds.
Or the gravy if you really wanted to, but they're better. So, you know how Disney fries are kind of thin?
Yes.
These are not.
Oh, they're not?
They're not thin, little crispy. They are actual French fries, and I totally recommend it. Mm. Also, gravy is delicious.
Where do we have that trio of French fries? Remember we had a trio? Was it in one of the ABC halls? We sat down. There was like three different...
Oh, that was a festival thing.
Yeah, that was really good, too. If it ever comes back, that was really good. Oh, my friends, and they were thick cut French fries too.
That usually happens during the food and wine festival, so it probably will be back. It's a staple.
Okay. My last one is Germany. They have the Caramel Kusch place. It's a snack. I mean, you walk in and you choose what you want and you pay for it. I think we've gotten probably half the stuff there. Haven't been disappointed except the one big. There's one big cookie we didn't like. I think that was somewhere else. But their best, which I absolutely love, is this little shell of a chocolate chip cookie, and they have caramel in it. It's expensive, but it's really good. The popcorn, what are you going to say?
I think you didn't like it because it was apple.
Oh, okay. Again, we recommend it. They have delicious. But also, it borders on, I think it reminds me of Universal or Harry Potter with their butterbeer. Because their butterbeer is very caramelly. So a lot of the treats in one of the, in the Flourish and Blotts, no. What's mm-hmm. the place? Yeah. Is very similar to this Germany place too, because it's a caramel base. So, okay.
I don't know, Flourish is the ice cream. You're thinking Honey Dukes.
Honey Dukes, that's it. Thank you. Yeah. Because we had the little caramel bar that was delicious, and they sell almost the same thing in this Germany place, which is delicious.
I will give one caveat to the food is I have done a couple of the sit-downs. I'd still prefer to snack around the world.
You actually did the Germany sit-down. That's right.
I have done the Germany sit-down. I have done one of the Japanese sit-downs. I have done the Norwegian sit-down. I have done Garden Grill. I have done quite a few sit-downs. I would still recommend snacking around.
You did Canada, too.
I have done Canada as well, yes.
And their soup is to die for right here, too, the Canadian, this cheddar soup, is it?
Yeah, apparently it's better as a dip, though. You want bread with it.
Ah, the baguette from France. There you go.
If only it was a quick service.
Yeah, really. I have nothing else for food. How about you?
I don't really have anything else for food, so I'm going to take this stop as a stop point to talk about how Epcot is set up.
Real quick. Okay.
Go for it. You're going to go into Epcot, and the first thing you're going to see is the beautiful ball.
Yes.
And then if you go straight, you'll head to the countries, which is around this little lagoon. There's a bunch of different countries around it.
Mm-hmm.
If you head to the right, you're going to go into the sea section, the land and sea. And that's where you're going to find things like Soaring with the Living with the Land, Finding Nemo.
Okay.
If you go to the left, you're going to go to the space section. And you're going to find Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which is Rose's favorite.
Though I didn't put it on the list just because it's sometimes hard to get through that line.
You have to do your lightning loop or...
Not anymore. It is a regular line. It's just... so sometimes it's still breaking down a lot, so...
Oh, wait, it still is?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
As well as Mission Space, and there is actually a restaurant over there.
Okay.
Also where Test Track will be.
Got it. Okay.
That was just my general gist, because I'm like, okay, you go straight, and you have three options.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Also, in the center is shopping.
Yeah, there is. But there's shopping. There's little carts everywhere.
Like, I meant the big shop.
Well, yeah, that's a great shop. That's an amazing shop. So, where did you get your pass holder badge? Was it there?
Yes, that's where you get the pass holder badge.
I thought so. Okay.
which I already have.
Okay. I
have Maleficent on my fridge.
What am I going to get?
Maleficent.
Oh, I don't want Maleficent.
Well, you also get the generic Mickey Mouse delivered to your house.
Oh, hey, that's nice. I like that. Okay. Gonna go right in my classroom.
That's where mine went. One of mine went.
Okay. Entertainment.
Ooh.
Want me to start? Or you got to start.
So the first thing I put in is not my cup of tea, but I believe it's a good thing to have if it's just your first time.
Right.
And that is the fireworks.
That's what I put. Yep.
It does change every couple years or so. We just had a new one this past year. But I love how they incorporate the different languages from the different countries around the lagoon. It's going to be centered around the lagoon as you.
That's exactly what I was writing too. And how you see all the buildings, they are lit up.
Yeah.
They're outlined in lights, and then for each land, and then the Epcot ball lights up. And I remember we were on the Skyliner and we kept taking pictures of the Epcot ball because it constantly changed.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Also, if you're on the monorail, you might be able to take it up if you get at the exact moment, because the monorail goes inside the park as well.
Okay. So, yeah, that was all I wrote for entertainment.
Oh, wow. I have a lot more.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, I have the Encanto dance party over by Communico Hall.
That's very popular. Yep, I remember that.
It is very popular, especially if you have little ones. It's interactive. You get to dance. It's every about hour or so, on usually only half hour. However, at a certain time, they do turn the Encanto off and they go to more, I'm going to say millennial music.
Okay.
Dance music, like old club music.
Okay, like old disco kind of, like 80s?
No, Mom. Millennial.
I don't know what millennial is. Sorry. What's millennial?
My generation.
Oh, gosh, not 80s then. Okay.
Wrong generation. My generation.
Probably yeah, like
more Munchkins than me, because I'm more of a cusper than anything else. But and okay. I also didn't go to clubs.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it's more popular adult music.
Okay, got it.
Though it's still things that kids can dance to. It's nothing inappropriate.
That's actually, there's not much on Disney that's inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't really think there's a single section of inappropriateness at Disney.
No.
There's things that go over kids' heads, but nothing overt.
Except, of course, in the movies, there's always that adult theme, like, saying or picture or something that's right over their heads, and you adults are like, whoa, yeah, I got that.
So I said, right over their heads.
Exactly.
So those are the two big entertainment, but I do have a couple others.
Okay.
My first thing is to keep your eyes open for little things, like over by Germany, there's a train village.
Oh, yeah.
Over in Canada, there's a little garden. In England, there's a little garden with little things about tea.
Very true.
There's a bunch of different little things all around. Keep your eyes open. You're going to find something special.
Mm-hmm. And Mickey, look for those Mickey Mouse ears.
My second thing is splash zones. It's a hot day. You want to cool off. There are two major splash zones in Epcot.
You mean, Moana?
So, yeah, the first one that you obviously know, Mom, is the Moana Way of Water.
Right. Yeah, I love that.
It is a walkthrough attraction with interactions for different waters, like playing music by putting your hand through these little water things, having the water meet your hand, creating waves with other people. It is very entertaining and okay. Cooling.
Sure.
And a lot of mist. And there is a changing area. There's a bathroom.
Okay.
But if you go over to the space section,
yeah,
right outside of the big walkway area, there's this little splash zone for kids.
Okay.
It's basically jets, and that's about it, that pop up. I'm always seeing little ones running around and jumping in it.
Oh, that's true. It's kind of like, where's the one, the circus land in Magic Kingdom?
Yes.
A little bit of water there, too.
Yeah. I look out for these things, mostly because they're a way for people to keep cool.
Definitely. And it's not only for kids, it's for adults, too.
And that one's more for kids, because if you go through it, it's going to go up to your ankle.
Oh, okay.
maybe calf.
That's pretty cool. I'm glad to know that.
Yeah. Also, Epcot is, despite the fact that it is also the drinking one, it has the most amount of playgrounds.
Really?
There's a lot of different, there's at least three playgrounds.
I would never, ever have thought that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And the last thing I wanted to talk about was just a quick overview again of the festivals, because we've talked about it so many times, including in this one, is if you're going to Disney, check if there's a festival at Epcot.
Definitely.
There's four festivals going from January to December. In order, I'm going to be going Festival of the Arts, Flower and Garden, Food and Wine, Festival of the Holidays. During the summer, if you're coming, there's no festival.
Okay.
And there are rumors that they're doing that because they did that last year and this year, but then did you do it 2 years ago. They're doing that because they're thinking about putting a fifth festival, but that is just a rumor.
You mean fifth festival during the summer, maybe?
Yeah.
I would love that.
That is a rumor.
Okay.
And considering summer, it tends to actually be one of their, July tends to be one of their least busy months, in August.
Is Are you serious?
Yeah. It's hot.
Well, it's Florida. People from the north come down there because it's summer.
It is 100 degrees out.
It was 104 when we were there.
Yeah, it's hot.
Okay.
Yeah, but like right now, it's not very popular. There's a lot of good-to-go days for pass holders is because we're out, but you guys aren't. So maybe not July. Maybe June really is their month of, like, there's not a lot of people.
Okay.
But there's, it's a rumor. It might not be true. So it probably isn't true, but we can hope.
We can hope. You know, we're not, we, this is what Disney's about. It's about dreaming. You never know.
We really should have put Guardians of the Galaxy in with the rides, shouldn't we? It is probably going to be what people get asked about, but eh.
Well, you did mention it. You do love Guardians of the Galaxy. I have to go on at this time. We had fast passes or whatever they are, lightning lanes.
We had them. We canceled them last time back when it was what you needed.
Yeah, because I just can't make it. I can't even make it to the fireworks sometimes. It's just, yeah, it's a full day.
There's also a lot of seats around Epcot and shady bits.
Yeah, very true.
So that's always good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, one day I should do an episode on, I got some material from Disney about places that you can rest and that are slightly quieter and things.
Okay. That would be nice to add too. Yeah.
I should do that one day. That should be on our list of things.
Well, let's add it. Okay, folks. Thank you again. And please follow us on Instagram and on
TikTok.
And if you have any questions, email us at
EnchantingMagicPod@gmail.com.
We'd love to hear from you. We'll write you back. Rose monitors this daily.
I do. Only Munchkin so far has emailed us. And so because I have Munchkin's number, I usually just text her instead of email back. But if I don't have your number, I will definitely email you back.
Definitely. Well, everyone have a magical week. And we will talk with you next week. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.